Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Christmas Eve. And here we are together. I can think of no other place that I would rather be on this 24th day of December, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's been an absolutely incredible first year here on the Stu Peters Show. We launched this show as Patriotically Correct back in August of 2020. It became the Stu Peters Show almost exactly 1 year ago. And today and through the new year, we'll be revisiting our most popular and viral segments from the past year. We've seen phenomenal growth beyond our wildest dreams and expectations, and we know exactly why that is. You know exactly why that is. It's because we are responding to a calling from God. And we recognize this is not our platform. This is not my platform or yours. This is His platform. Thank you, Jesus. Not a moment too early, not a moment too late, but at exactly the time that God intended, we responded to a calling, and we are here to serve a purpose. We're here to shine a light, His light, into the deepest and darkest, most hidden away crevices where evil looms and has been used to lurking and doing its evil for a very long time. And now here we are with that light. And you are responding too. That growth is because of all of you. You're fed up. You're fed up with a conservative grifter class that view you as a bunch of cattle to be exploited for clicks. You're sick of scammers who rail against critical race theory or Black Lives Matter or COVID tyranny, but then never have a real plan to do anything about it once they're elected. You're sick of bloviating blowhards. Those are the right words. You're sick of bloviating blowhards who string you along, tell you that we're on the verge of some big breakthrough where Hillary goes to jail and the left loses, and then it never happens. Because the point was just stringing you along, not actually winning. You're fed up, you're tired, you're sick of the cowards who abandoned the January 6th protesters, those patriots. You're tired of and sick of those who abandoned President Trump and abandoned our cities to rioting and COVID tyranny. You're tired and sick of those who abandoned our country, those who walked away from God. The people who listen to the show are fed up with most of Fox News, most of conservative radio, and most of the politicians who are trotted out and presented to us as conservative champions. And we know that this program is not easy to find compared to Sean Hannity or Ben Shapiro. Unlike them, lots of platforms have banned this show. And more of them will in the future, probably. But we are never, ever going to submit. And that's why we're going to keep growing. We will never submit. In the name of Jesus, seal that in the blood of the Lamb. And that's also the theme of our first highlight clip for this year. Back in August, we were experiencing phenomenal growth. So we took a moment to explain exactly why that was happening. Hey, welcome into the People's Bullhorn. The Stu Peters Show, now rated number 2 on Apple Podcasts in all of America. Number 2 with a bullet. We're coming for that number 1 spot, only second to Steve Bannon. And the reason we have to stop down and celebrate that before we get into the show, the reason why it's important that we revel in that success is because that success belongs to you. In just 5 months, you have taken a platform, a little podcast, and you have bolstered it, propelled it rapidly into this number 2 spot where it is making a huge impact, not only nationally, but globally, internationally, around the world. People are hearing your voice. They are getting answers to your questions. They are hearing me scream all of the things that you have been thinking since the inception of this show or your attachment to it. That's an amazing thing. Think about the billions of lives that could potentially be impacted by some of the experts we have on this show, some of the guests that we have here, some of the doctors, other people's weighing in, opining on the world's most pivotal issues. But on that list, there are other shows. guys like Hannity would probably be the best known model, I think, down at number 76 now. But there are many other news shows, and I use that term lightly, many other podcasts out there like Hannity that exhibit that very same pattern of behavior every day. Media, radio, podcast, show hosts, whose really entire role boils down to just bloviating nonstop. They go on air for 2, sometimes 3 hours every day. And they a lot of times talk tough. They pretend to be breaking news. They have a lot of guests on. They read you the news every day that they rip, read, and run off of Drudge or some other weak news aggregator, GOP, RNC, payola-funded outlets. You know, Glenn Beck's The Blaze, Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire. But none of these hosts, none of them, none of these aggregators ever actually move the ball. I talked about this with Shiva just yesterday. Shiva, whom I don't necessarily fully agree with on some of his positions, but that's what this is all about. In very much the same way that Ronna Romney's RNC GOP is desperate to keep using conservative donors, the true taxpaying American patriots who fuel our economy with their hard work, with their sweat, are acting as the ATM for these bloviating blowhards that I'm referencing. And I'm not going to stand for that. The conservative media industrial complex inside the DC Beltway and in New York City at Fox News, for example, where, by the way, Paul Ryan is on the board, and at places like Salem Media, Premier Networks, Cumulus, Westwood One, the list goes on and on. All of them are paid very handsomely, directly, by Ronna Romney's GOP, and they do not want to see any real political change inside the Republican Party. That might be an unpopular thing to say, but it's the damn truth. Glenn Beck, along with Hannity, and along with all of their wannabe hangers-on, you probably know a lot of them, household names. A lot of them are right there on the list, real close in proximity to where we are rated on the podcast charts. They come in abundance. These dingleberries are desperate to join the Inside the Beltway Conservative Inc. Cool Kid Country Club in order to protect their political media cash cow gravy train turf. And they refuse to willingly allow or welcome new entrants into the competition. Well, I have news for them. And again, it may not be the acceptable, populist, embraced, trendy thing to say, but these Conservative Inc. gatekeepers are anything but conservative. The only thing that they want to conserve is their despicable, bought and paid for job as the mouthpiece for the populist-hating, Trump-hating, grassroots-hating, elitist GOP. The only thing they want to conserve is their pathetic little positions as gatekeepers to the halls of power. The only thing they want to conserve is their access to power brokers in what's left of the crumbling Trump administration. An administration that very sadly was staffed by Democrat elitists like Jared Kushner, like Mike Pence, like Boehner, Johnny DeStefano, Reince Priebus connected elitists like Katie Walsh. These same GOP dingleberries are still hanging on to the Trump world. And the GOP media world is desperate to protect their exclusive access to the Trump fundraising and revenue cash cow. If you truly want to know how it works, that's how it works. I'm not going to go there. And whether you agree with it or not, I know this to be true. I have seen this from the inside out. I have talked to these people, and I know this to be true. I don't care about your feelings. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I care about your future. And if this offends you, you might just have to turn the dial. But we are going to expose these despicable Conservative Inc. gatekeepers every day. No gatekeeper is safe. RNC paid off gatekeepers are no better than Nancy Pelosi Democrats. In fact, they're possibly worse. These are the media personalities who go out on TV and radio and podcasts every day and pretend to be conservative. Yet, at the end of the day, these greedy, self-interested, access-obsessed fame whores, many of whom have been on air barking at us for a decade or more, have nothing to show for all of their yelling, all of their scolding. Well, as for this platform, we're going to explode that world. We're going to expose the phony world of Conservative Inc. Rather than just going on air every day, flapping our gums meaninglessly about random news items, we're going to make it our explicit objective to add some value to this fight every single show, every single day, unapologetically. I'm not going to do what Hannity does and just sit in the corner whining about hypocrisy. What if a Republican did that? We're going to help you and thus help this country by showing you what to do about the hypocrisy. This isn't your everyday radio talk show nonsense. My pledge to you is quite simple, and it's this. The Stu Peters Show will be the action radio that this country needs, in my opinion. This show will be the shining light on these grifters, on these phonies, on these fakes every day. And right alongside of you, I hope to then take that spotlight and shine it on the dark path out of these woods we are in toward victory, toward winning. We're going to make it our business to put ourselves out of work. I wish I didn't have to do this show every day, but it has become extremely obvious to me that the RNC's media industrial complex is just not getting it done. So here we go. Buckle up, because in 2022, it's going to be a long, bumpy, fast, and fun ride, and we are going to get it done.
Get the most of Red Voice Media by going premium. Exclusive behind-the-scenes content, one-on-one extended hard-hitting interviews with Stu Peters, and deep-dive investigative reports. All always 100% ad-free when you become a premium member. Always 100% America first. True conservative values. Action-based reporting with courage. 100% ad-free content, including the headlines mainstream media won't touch. Uncensored. Unafraid. Unstoppable. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium. Red Voice Media. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Retailers and shopping channels have canceled myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. To thank you all this Christmas, we want to pass the savings directly on to you. At MyPillow, we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, mattresses, towels, and so much more. These are the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. This Christmas, I want to offer a message of faith and hope. By the time you're done reading my book, you will believe that with God, all things are possible. For a limited time, you can get my book and your choice of one of these seven amazing MyPillows. This bundle is regularly $59.95, now just $9.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. Thank you and God bless.
Our next clip is one of our earliest bombshell interviews. George Papadopoulos was at the very center of the 5-year deep state plot to sabotage President Donald Trump and rip apart his movement with bogus allegations of Russian collusion. He saw how every power center of American life was involved. The Obamas, the Clintons, James Comey, the CIA, big tech, and a whole lot more. 7 months later, the scale of this deep state plot is more obvious than ever. But we're still looking for real justice. Here's what we said then.
So according to the lying, communist-controlled, bought and paid for, state-run propaganda machine known as NBC News, your story is at the center of the Durham probe, which is frustrating the American public with how long it's being drawn out. So here's what everyone wants to know, and I'll let you just go in on it. Where is this thing leading? Where is Durham? Were you deposed by him? Does he really exist? And why is this taking so long?
Yeah, and this is actually the question of Biden's so-called presidency, and actually probably even Donald Trump's presidency, because as you explained, this goes back to 2015. This goes to an effort by the deep states to effectively guarantee that Obama would have had a third term. Obviously, President Trump stopped that initially, and now we have Biden fulfilling that prophecy that's taking this country down a path that none of us have ever seen before. So we have to look back at exactly how this whole thing started. When I left my work in D.C. and I joined Ben Carson's campaign, there wasn't a lot of activity there in terms of deep state operatives, suspicions going around in terms of rival presidential campaigns to Hillary Clinton's. Because at that point, everybody knew that Bernie Sanders was going to tank. He was going to give up. He was going to wave the white flag just like he always does. And Clinton would be the presumptive nominee and effectively would be Obama's third term. And there were only a couple candidates that would stand in that pathway that had a legitimate chance. Effectively, Ben Carson was the only one that was leading in the polls against Trump. If most of the viewers might remember that for that short period in the fall of 2015. And then you had a common sense candidate who just talked about issues that affected Americans' day-to-day lives in a time when ISIS was cutting people's heads off, illegal and illicit immigration was running rampant through this country, and our values were being upended and replaced with an abomination and values and topics that just have no place in American society, which we are now seeing implemented through the Biden administration. So candidate Trump, somebody who did not need to run for office, who had a great life, was a businessman in New York, a beautiful family, decided that he was going to do this for the American people. And that's what caught my attention. That's why after Ben Carson dropped out, I said, I want to join this campaign. I joined the campaign and immediately, even before the global media knew that I was even part of this campaign, and I guarantee you this happened to General Flynn and likely others, there were eyes on us. The deep state was watching all rival candidates to see who had a chance at beating Hillary Clinton. And that's when the deep state swarmed. And I could get into some of these examples, but what Durham is looking into, he is finalizing the trilogy. And that trilogy started with the Mueller, not hoax. People misunderstand, they call it a hoax, the Russia hoax. Of course it was a hoax, but this was a premeditated investigation, premeditated assault against a rival campaign in order to upend not only Donald Trump's campaign or people's lives like mine initially, but it was to upend the people's will and the vote of 75 million Americans. That's what this is really all about. It's not about George Papadopoulos. It's not even about President Trump. It's about the people. And the people were assaulted. This was an assault on the Constitution. This was an assault on the democratic process. And what Durham is looking into is who was behind this. And it simply wasn't the FBI. And it was not only the CIA, but global actors. And that's where the meat of the action of Durham is all about. That's why this is taking so long. And I could get into some of the specifics, but that's a general summary of what led us to where we are with Trump, with Durham, and some of these specific allegations that I've laid out, not only in congressional testimony, but obviously in my book, being deposed by John Ratcliffe, who was obviously the head of the DNI, Mark Meadows, who was the chief of staff at the White House. And I laid out the facts. I explained to them, just like I'm going to explain to you and your viewers, this was an operation led by the socialist movement around the world to stop an incipient nationalistic anti-globalist campaign by Donald Trump. That's why you had countries like Italy involved, the UK, Australia, using their operatives to spy on our campaign to stop it before it even emerged, because they all had vested interest in the Clinton presidency. And that's why some people who have watched your show and are familiar with the story will kind of scratch their heads and say, you know what, Papadopoulos is right. Why was George Papadopoulos and General Flynn targeted by operatives in London? Why were they trying to plant fake stories against General Flynn in London, George Papadopoulos in London? Why was so much action in Europe? And the reason was, for all the viewers to understand, is because this was a global effort to try to stop a nationalist, populist, American first leader candidate, Donald Trump. They failed. They were caught. They were exposed. And the first step towards justice that we have begun to see was this indictment by Kevin Kleinsmith. People say, oh, he was a low-level person. This wasn't a low-level person. This individual was working not only with the Clinton campaign emails at the FBI, but was directly appointed by Bob Mueller to work on his team. He was working on the Flynn case. He was working on my case and the Carter Page case. And he was found to have been altering documents. And the reason I think Durham indicted him first, presented him to the American public first, is because he wanted to show the American public that this entire thing was fabricated. This was a setup from the beginning, and that people like Kevin Kleinsmith were taking orders. And how high up did those orders go? That's what we could get into.
Do you have any idea?
Well, let's look at some of the facts. The operatives who are targeting General Flynn, myself, and the campaign were coming from the highest levels of foreign governments, such as the UK, Australia, the so-called Five Eyes. A lot of your viewers have probably heard of this term, the Five Eyes intelligence agreement. It's no coincidence that myself and General Flynn and others were being spied on abroad, and that the British government was attacking candidate Trump. If you look at some video from 2015, 2016, the Prime Minister of the UK, David Cameron, was openly attacking Donald Trump, calling him a menace, a pariah, somebody who should not be in office, and that effectively the world should stop him. And that's what they tried to do. They were open about it, except it was something that the mainstream media never covered. They tried to cover it up in this Russia fantasy, this Russia stuff that never made sense from the beginning, because I've never met a Russian official in my life. General Flynn had nothing to do with the Russians except go to speak at some conference, as he's done at a million other conferences throughout his entire career. And Donald Trump, as an America First candidate, put the American worker and the American energy renaissance on par with affecting Russia's standing in the world. So what I think happened, as I explained, I think this went directly to Obama. I think it's a very sensitive issue because Obama was directly involved here. He was running the show in coordination with these governments abroad, like the UK, like Australia, that had interests in a Clinton presidency. She lost. It's now being exposed. And the reason Durham's probe, in my opinion, is taking so long is because look what we're talking about here. We're talking about a Western government conspiracy against a rival presidential campaign and an attack on American democracy. This was not an attack by China, Pakistan, Iran, Russia, where you could easily point the finger and say, oh, those are one of our competitors or those are one of our enemies. So, of course, it'll be easy to reveal what they did. The reason this is taking so long is because there are no Russians in the story. There are no Chinese. There are no Iranians. There are no Pakistanis. There's no Hamas. There are a lot of Italians. There are some Israelis. There are a lot of British and a lot of Australians. And that's what the deep state wants to cover up. They don't want to highlight how the deep state uses these foreign governments as part of the Five Eyes intelligence agreement to circumvent the U.S. Constitution, to effectively spy on American citizens. And in just this case, what they were not only doing was spying on an American citizen like myself and Donald Trump and General Flynn. They were trying to rewrite history, upend the 2016 election, and effectively destroy Donald Trump's presidency. They failed in all costs, and that's exactly why we had impeachment number two. We have now this another impeachment 3.0 with the January 6th insurrection stuff that they're trying to paint across the media, and it's all going to fail, and Durham is going to reveal it. And that's why I have been so confident that just be patient. Yeah. John Durham doesn't need to be doing this. He has no reason to be special counsel into Biden's presidency if he had nothing. John Durham was appointed 2 years ago. He has it all. I know who he's interviewed going back to October of 2019. He's waiting on something for the right moment. And I think that right moment is going to come up very soon, simultaneously with the results of these audits that are really going to highlight how corrupt not only the Obama administration was, but what Joe Biden's role might have been in impacting this last election too. That goes back into 2015, 2016 with Obama.
Yeah, we're going to get into some of that.
That's my prediction.
And we're going to talk specifically about that. Mainstream media, they will cut segments, turn off microphones, transition out of interviews when names are mentioned like Soros, Rothschilds, Obama. These are like faux pas. You don't say this because they're covering. They're part of the globalist propaganda machine. We know how they work. Yeah. So you mentioned Obama quite a bit. We've talked specifically many times about Obama handing the football off to Hillary Clinton. They had the 16-year plan to punch this thing into the end zone. Trump caused the fumble on the goal line and delayed this thing. So do you believe that it's Obama that's pulling the Biden puppet strings? Or who do you think it is that's behind the curtain?
Effectively, I mean, it's not just my opinion. These are the facts. This is Obama's third term under Biden. Biden is clearly senile. This is a man who's unfit to walk my dog, let alone run the United States of America. Kamala Harris is watching over him like a vulture. You could just simply watch. She's watching closely. She's ready to be appointed. And Rick Grenell, who a lot of your viewers are familiar with, who was a patriot during the Trump administration and actually had a key role in a lot of this declassified stuff that we're just now learning about, including me learning and the American public learning that the FBI was wiretapping my phone calls with Fox News without a warrant. And that's something that the Federalist came out with just a couple months ago. So that was something that Rick Grenell helped release. And he effectively said that Susan Rice is running the presidency. This is Obama's third term. This is all of Obama's pals and gals who are effectively behind Biden, assuring that he doesn't, as Obama said, F things up. This was a famous quote by Barack Obama that Joe Biden essentially, you know, could screw up a cup of coffee. And I think Obama wanted to guarantee that he would have some sort of legacy of socialism in this country, pseudo-communism. He did attempt that from 2000 during his first two terms in office. As you said, Donald Trump created this fumble, and now they have to make sure that Biden is propped up enough to implement whatever he's doing. Have you ever seen a president work as hard or as quickly as he has to change America from within and abroad as Joe Biden? What's the rush?
They promised us they were going to do it. They told us. They telegraphed it. They said exactly what they were going to do. They told us how they were going to steal an election. They told us how they were going to insert communism. They've done it without a single shot being fired. They've completely become successful at suppressing speech. The First Amendment is all but gone. This feed will probably be cut during, you know, live. I mean, it's insane. Look, at the president of the United States deplatformed. It's unprecedented. And they told us they were going to do it. They've been exposed. We know a very little amount. The swamp, I would imagine, is much deeper than President Donald Trump ever imagined that it would be when he made the campaign promise to begin draining it and pull the plug on this thing. I mean, when he got to where he is and when you firsthand were able to witness the depths and the power associated with this roundtable of elites, this faction, this global cabal, I'm sure it was just mind-boggling. But we have seen evidence, and we know, for example, Obama illegally spied, used the DOJ and federal assets to illegally spy on campaigning Trump and then into his presidency. We know about 33,000 emails. I mean, these people are still walking around free. The big question and the frustration is, I mean, do you believe that any of these exposed deep state criminals will ever be held accountable for the crimes they committed against President Trump and, moreover, against the American people?
If there's one thing from this interview that I want the viewers to grasp in their mind moving forward is to focus on the global players that were involved here and to understand why this is such a unprecedented, sensitive, and very complicated investigation that Durham is looking into. I know that people think that Barr simply disappeared off the face of the planet and didn't do anything. The only thing Barr could have done and did was work hand in hand with John Durham to get certain facts about what was going on. And I've been posting some things on Twitter recently. On my Twitter is @GeorgePapa19, if anybody is interested in keeping updated on Twitter, about how John Durham and William Barr were traveling the world and meeting with various intelligence services around the world, including in Italy, including in Australia, including in the UK, and giving this information to John Durham to then launch his criminal probe. People sometimes, this thing is so complicated, people even forget how it even became a criminal probe. So let me just lay out some facts here, because the first thing I want people to remember is focus on the global action that was going on. And if General Flynn comes on this show and talks about this, he'll say what I'm telling you to. Focus on what was going on in London, not what was going on in New York, because that's where all the action really was in terms of the spying and who I think is eventually going to be held accountable. And what I want the viewers to understand is this simply wasn't Peter Strzok and Lisa Page acting at like Rambo or, you know, some sort of pseudo green beret operation here against some people. They were working in a concerted effort with foreign governments and foreign elites out there with a lot of interests, with a lot of money at stake, with a lot of different trade agreements that would have put a lot of money in their pocket, that wanted to destroy Donald Trump's campaign for no other reason than that. And then they wanted to just basically frame people like myself, General Flynn, some other random people, even Donald Trump and the Russians.
And CIA operatives, we talked to somebody who was jailed in Italy for 8 years after going to Gina Haspel, who was then in Italy, and said, hold on a minute, this Steele dossier, this thing hasn't been vetted. This information doesn't seem to check out. And Haspel went with it anyways. Now the director of the CIA. I mean, this is insane. You're right. The depths of this global investigation has to be very overbearing, I guess, for a lack of better words. But it's the inundated information that Durham is trying to soak up and piece through. I can't imagine, as an investigator myself, going through something like that. And then at the same time, hearing the American people going, well, where is it? Where is it? Why is it not here yet?
Yeah. Just don't have despair here. This isn't about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Those were always the red herrings. And I try to explain that on various interviews I was giving over the last years. Don't focus on just the one Steele dossier. There's a lot more. And look what just came out last week. There was a second Steele dossier. Okay. I said, don't focus on Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. And why did I say that? Because I know that John Durham was investigating the CIA going back into 2019. I know some of the guys at the DIA and at the State Department that John Durham was interviewing in 2019, that their names have never even gone public to this day. They're in my book. Maybe there's been a report about them. If people are interested in some of these guys, you'll see their names in the book. People like Terrence Dudley, Gregory Baker. These are all intelligence people working with the Obama administration who are running into people like me, others, that no one's ever even heard of. So you can understand that John Durham is keeping this very close because he doesn't want it to be seen as a political thing. He doesn't want this to be tainted should this go to court.
George Papadopoulos, more of the Stu Peter Show Best of 2021 in just a moment, but we wouldn't have been here at all had it not been for the great folks over at Step On Socks. When I was transitioning out of chasing bad guys, violent offenders, some of the most violent people, gangs, guns, drugs, rape, murder, transitioning out of that and responding to this calling to do this program, I didn't have a way to support it. Nobody wanted to advertise on the Stu Peter Show. What is that? The great patriots over at Step On Socks saw something. They saw that we were unrelenting. They saw that we were unafraid. They saw that we didn't care about censorship, but that we were going to dig for the truth, and they were with that. They were with that. And so they ponied up cash, and they said, you know what? We see this thing growing. We see where your heart is, and we want to be on board with that. So they ponied up enough cash for me to continue to pay the mortgage and support my kids while I made this a full-time deal. And we're so happy that they're still here. We're so proud that we have this relationship with these great patriots who have a wonderful product, high-quality all-cotton socks, a great idea. These things, I am still convinced, are going to be at the Patriot Museum, ensconced in glass someday. When real honest journalists are writing headlines about how the Patriots once again crushed the opposition, God wins. Evil is destroyed. There's a sock for everybody at steponsocks.com, but moreover, behind the whole operation are Patriots. Jeff and Mimi are wonderful people. Micheline Epstein, a former doctor in New York, living a very comfortable living. She couldn't handle the medical tyranny. She did not want to be a part of it at all. That inspired her to start StepOnSocks.com with Jeff. And I have come to know them personally. As a matter of fact, just the other night, I was FaceTiming with these people. This is part of God's plan for this program. We don't need big globalist corporate America sponsors on this program because we have great patriots like the people at Step On Socks, which allows us to stay independent. We cannot be bought. The narrative cannot be watered down. That's why we're able to ask the tough questions. That's why we're able to point out that Kevin McCarthy is never going to be the Speaker of the House. See, we don't have to do the Fox News thing because we are independent. So go to StepOnSocks.com, pick out a sock for yourself, pick out a sock for a friend and a family member, pick out some precious metals. They have silver at Step On Socks. Great flags. I just got mine. Where is it? I don't know if I brought it to the studio or not. Flags at StepOnSocks.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to StepOnSocks.com. More of the best of 2021 coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere.
The medical mafia is ripping life-saving medication off the shelves, overwhelming the system.
Well, not Phil, I'm from actually for COVID.
That's against the law.
No, actually it's not.
While communist doctors are doing everything they can to withhold care from patients in need.
Vaccination, Jim, has been the solution to every major public health issue. But when you have a virus that's circulating in the community, and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem.
But there's hope. Dr. Stella Emanuel is saving lives with early treatments that are proven to work.
I just want to let everybody know in America, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wait till you get sick. Everybody needs to have ivermectin hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet.
Dr. Stella is taking patients today. Go to drstellamd.com and use promo code STU to book an appointment and get life-saving meds sent straight to your doorstep. No hassle, no Fauci, only compassion. drstellamd.com, promo code STU.
From me and mine to you and your Patriot family of loved ones, Merry Christmas. Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show, the best of 2021. We are revisiting some of our most viral moments from this year. Some of those moments were breaking on the fly, blew our minds, unexpected. Some were heartfelt, some were funny. And I can think of no place that I would rather be on Christmas Eve than right here with you, my family, in this foxhole, my battle buddies, fighting in this war. And what makes you the most awesome audience? You know, I will tell you, there's not another show out there that can boast a more awesome audience than you, because we're a family of action. And you get it. You're in tune. You understand that we are literally in war times. Some of us witnessing, some of us fighting. Everybody has a role in this war. But a war of good versus evil is literally being played out in heaven right now. That we're witnessing right here on earth. And you get that. Back in May of 2020, we were talking with George Papadopoulos. That conversation got pretty intense. We pick up where we left off right now.
Because what's going to happen is, if people like Comey, who, by the way, has been silent for the last 4 months, in case anyone hasn't been following Jim Comey, who used to talk every single day.
Yeah, diarrhea of the mouth. He never stopped talking.
He never stopped talking. He's disappeared off the face of the planet since Biden came to office. And people are asking, where is Jim Comey? Where is he? Where are some of these key players that were involved in Spygate, Obamagate, and they've all gone underground? And I think they're not underground. I think John Durham knows exactly where these people are. And there's a reason that they're quiet, because they have an accountability waiting for them. And that's something I want people to just be patient about. Focus on how big this investigation is. Don't just focus on the small details like Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, the Steele dossier. As I just explained during this interview, focus on the foreign governments that were involved and what kind of foreign governments. These are NATO countries. These are U.S. allies. And these are countries that share intelligence with the United States. So essentially what John Durham is doing is he's attacking the deep states of America and the West, not Russia, China, Iran, Pakistan, and U.S. enemies. Okay, that's the first thing. Don't focus simply on Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and one Steele dossier. There are a lot more players. And just last week, we learned that there was a second Steele dossier that went into Trump's presidency. Just understand why these people were involved, what their motivations were, what countries were involved, what type of leadership was in those countries at the time. And it all goes back to people like Soros, who was actually funding and supporting many of these governments in Italy, the United Kingdom, Australia at that point, people like Alexander Downer, who is this infamous Australian diplomat who lied about me essentially to try and cover up for the FBI. He was a Clinton Foundation donor. He donated $25 million to the Clinton Foundation and was a personal friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton. And this random individual was used to lie about the Trump campaign to launch or to do a cover launch spying attempt against us that we all knew was bogus. And everybody kept focusing on the Steele dossier. And now we know there was a second Steele dossier going into the Trump presidency. So what Barr kept doing and what John Durham kept doing is they kept saying, focus on the Steele dossier and understand that there was a fraud committed on the FISA court. Remember that?
Yeah.
Hannity and all, everybody kept saying fraud on the FISA court, premeditated fraud. Why were they saying that? If you use junk disinformation to get a FISA warrant during a campaign, that's one issue. If you use it to get it during the Trump presidency, like we now know there was a second Steele dossier and the FBI continued to use him when they knew he was working for Clinton, you can't overcome that burden of a probability that the FBI did not know what they were doing. And I think that's where John Durham is really investigating people like Jim Comey now, others in the FBI, and he's going to be focusing on where a lot of this fake information was really coming from.
Yeah.
Was it coming from the British, the Australians, the Italians, people like Christopher Steele? Who was feeding this information? Why was the FBI using this disinformation to get warrants? And why did they continue into Trump's presidency? So people should just really focus and read some of these articles. They're new articles. I know there's a lot of information out there, but these are very important things that people just really need to focus on moving forward to understand where I think Durham is going.
Okay. Speaking of information, you know, the left wants to blame Q as this violence inciting, you know, misinformation, disinformation, this anonymous thing, person, whatever it is, nobody really knows. If that is such a point of contention, and amid all of the other federal investigations going on, and I know you may not even have personal information in this, but just asking you to speculate from your previous positions and from your current standpoint of understanding, why no federal investigation into who is Q?
Look, I just go with what facts I know, because I like to tell people facts. I don't want innuendo. I don't want people to get into the weeds.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You know, I want people to just look at the big picture. And I don't know Q or whatever Q is, has said many different things that did not come to fruition. I've never publicly talked about it because I don't know about it. And that's something I'm just transparent about. And good. I don't know.
And we can leave it at that. I mean, if you had any insight, great. And we can just leave it there. But again, I only follow God. I don't follow Q. I don't follow any of that. It's, you know, in the land of mis and disinformation, you have to really consider everything to be a possibility, a sad place where we are. But as part of the Great Awakening, that's a responsibility that we need to bear. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk Arizona and election audit. I was on a live yesterday with Bobby Payton, Crypto Beatles, and Liz Harris. Payton was exposing real numbers and kind of giving Americans an easy way to run their own little audits, right? Right in the middle of this broadcast, YouTube nuked Liz Harris's channel. It's obvious that they want to hide what's going on. They're part of the communist cover-up and the propaganda machine, these big tech people, Silicon Valley. Your Twitter feed is flooded with the importance of Arizona. Tell the listeners and viewers, why do all roads lead through that state?
Look, on May 24th, and I call Arizona America's audits because a lot of what's going to happen in Arizona is going to reverberate through this entire country. if there is a significant fraud found in Arizona, which a lot of people are talking that there was likely a lot of illegal activity going on there with, you know, some of these counts and how the counts were tallied and whether votes were even counted when they came to Donald Trump. On May 24th, those recounts are going to start. That's next Monday. If my dates are correct, May 24th is next Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
And what I'm reading actually right here from the Arizona Republican Party is that they're telling us, stay engaged, stay focused, and support this cause because this is America's audit. We have to finish this audit. And what we find in Arizona can actually impact other swing states and other very contested close states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia. Georgia is another hot potato that no one seems to want to touch. I know there's some people like Vernon out there who wants to run for governor and is allied with Trump and believes that there has to be an audit out there. There's some pushback over there by the governor. That's why Arizona and all roads lead through Arizona, because if Arizona, nothing's there, this is all going away, and we're going to have a long time between today and 2022 through the midterms, which are as important, in my opinion, as the 2024 presidential election, if we have America First candidates and patriots running and taking over seats. We have rhinos out there like Liz Cheney, Kinzinger out of Illinois, and some of these other establishment types who are going to get a lot of this PAC money to run and maybe take over Congress. It doesn't matter, because the GOP in its current form is simply controlled opposition.
They would stop sending me mail. I don't support you people. But
that's what it is. When they say I'm a principled conservative, that's just today's talk for I am a liberal. I'm a closet liberal who does not want to promote the new Republican Party, America First. We want to go back to George W. Bush and promote endless wars, free trade that destroyed American jobs at home and industries at home, and destroyed the American middle class.
Yeah,
that's not what today's American voters want, especially the Republican voters. For some reason, they want to go back to that. They might find it more controllable. Maybe that's what the special interest wants. That's why Donald Trump constantly talked about the special interests and their input on these candidates and why they're trying to go back to this. But we do have some patriots out there currently in Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene, some others who I could name off the top of my head that a lot of your viewers and you know all about, that I hope really lead this charge into 2022, keep exposing what I think amounted to fraud, the deep state, which amounted to a bigger fraud in many ways, because it essentially tried to rewrite history in America. If we were not talking about these issues, who knows how history would have been written in this country, and no one would have ever learned the truth. And people like Barack Obama would have been left unscathed with a seemingly clean presidency. Joe Biden would have simply walked into the office as a guy that overtook a conspiracy theorist like Trump. That's what they were trying to push in the media.
Yeah.
The media wanted that to be the storyline that Americans for generations, not only ours, but moving forward, would always remember. And as people like you, what we're talking about here, America's Audit in Arizona and John Durham are exposing and looking into, that I believe will finally set the facts out there, will rewrite history in the manner that Americans deserve, and will hold those accountable who did try to attack not only Donald Trump and his team, but America and America's democracy first and foremost, because this is about the people. This is about American patriots who love this country, God-fearing patriots out there. And that's what I'm fighting for.
And I don't want to understate what you're saying is, I mean, very powerful. I don't want to understate this. I mean, we're talking military tribunals. We're talking execution squads. We're talking treason, high crimes against American people. It's insane. When it's proven that the election was stolen, what happens next? I mean, is it possible that action is actually taken? Hey, this thing was completely fraudulent. Let's speculate that that's what happens. My dad always told me to trust my gut, George. So I'm going to go with that. We're going to find out that this was massive, widespread, stolen fraud, completely hoax election. Then what?
I'm a guy that goes with my intuition too, and my intuition saved me a lot of headaches. And for people that want to understand a lot of the setups that were going into the campaign, including so-called honeypots, money thrown in people's laps, spies, different things, you can understand that I'm with you on intuition. You have to follow your gut. But just like in 2016 and 2018 and impeachment 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, we're in uncharted territory here. This road has never been paved. We don't know where this is going to go. But if there was a willful attempt to attack our democracy and our Constitution and the will of the American people, and Arizona uncovers that and it reverberates throughout this entire country, and that the FBI and other institutions, including the Obama administration, put their elbow on the scale of justice and tried to tilt elections in their favor by corruption, we have to follow those facts and we have to wait to see where those lead before we get into any conclusions. But that's why Arizona is where all the action is right now, why people should all be focusing on what people in Arizona are doing, what the state GOP is doing there, and where this recount starting Monday is going to lead, because I think it could really change the dynamics that we've been talking about here today and the future of this country and expose fraud like we've never seen.
Talking to George Papadopoulos, he's the author of Deep State Target. You can find him on Twitter at GeorgePapa19, GeorgePapa19. All right, so I know you got to get out of here. You've seen the power of the deep state firsthand. Everyday unsuspecting Americans have an idea, but they really haven't seen the true power held in the depths of this swamp, and everyone has questions for you. So before I let you get out of here, I promised that I would throw a couple of questions directly from the people. So in Telegram, real quickly, Michelle asks, was Pence funneling information to the Democrats when he was vice president?
Look, I can't speak about Pence, but I could just let people go and look at what public statements people like President Trump and others have said about his own vice president. I'm not saying that President Trump has addressed that particular issue, but all I could say is that I think Mike Pence has let a lot of people down. I think he had an opportunity on the 6th to really impose himself through the Constitution. He wasn't going to upend destroy the Constitution. He had the power to change a lot of events that happened on January 6th. He decided to step away and allow what we have now seen are millions of Americans thinking that this election was fraudulently stolen. And I don't think he has a future in the Republican Party. So I think he shot himself in the foot just by not standing up and, imposing himself.
Yeah, he didn't have to reinvent anything. He didn't have to write any laws or reinvent the wheel, certainly. Okay, also from my Telegram channel, Jeff Callahan wants me to ask, in your opinion, how serious is the infiltration of the U.S. military by the Marxists?
Look, we just saw what's happened with this patriot over at Space Command, where they fired him because he did try to expose this Marxist ideology that's seeping into our military establishment, where essentially they're putting the woke ideology before the U.S. Constitution. The military now is supposed to defend woke ideology, leftist ideology, before even the Constitution. And patriots who have gone out there and exposed that and are trying to talk about it publicly have been fired. And that's exactly why we do need, as just like Matt Gaetz and others in Congress have stated, we need Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary, to come before Congress and testify to understand exactly what they're trying to indoctrinate our military with and how far up this goes and who is actually running these programs into our military. Because our military is our first and last defense, both domestic and abroad, against domestic and foreign enemies.
Yeah.
If our military is weakened from within, what are China, Iran, Russia going to do to this country or our interests domestic and abroad? And we have to look at the bigger picture. Wokeism, communism, leftism has absolutely no role in the United States military. You want to keep it in the schools for impressionable 18, 19, 20-year-olds? Leave it there. Let people waste their money to understand it and to, end up never getting a job because of their worthless degrees or getting out of these liberal institutions. But don't put this into the military.
Yeah.
Don't waste our service men and women's time with this nonsense. Keep it to the impressionable 18-year-olds. They'll finally wake up later. You know what Churchill said? If you're not a liberal when you're 20, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative by 30, you have no brain. People end up waking up eventually when they start seeing the facts. So I'm not worried about the students. I'm worried about what's happening with the military.
On Twitter, Joel Rainey asks, do you think the FBI will release any more evidence in the Russia probe?
About a month ago or two, there was a declassified document that came out that stated that the FBI was wiretapping my phone calls with Fox News through the campaign before Crossfire Hurricane even started. So when John Durham and William Barr openly stated that this investigation goes way back into likely 2015, we're going to understand how far back it goes, who initiated this, for what purpose, what agencies were involved, and whether Obama was pulling the strings. And that's something I am very confident we are going to get a conclusion on very soon.
The Stu Peters Show Best of 2021 brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Book your appointment with Carlos Cortez right now. Man, I love that guy. A Jesus-loving patriot, a family man, a husband, and a father. And that's the type of person that you want to put your financial future in the hands of. Do business with that patriot. Book your appointment right now at CortezWM.com. I know that you're going to have a fantastic Christmas with your family. Magical, not because of presents and some fat guy in a red suit, but because you know what Christmas is all about. Our King was born. Praise Jesus. God bless you, and we will see you on Monday.